Hi, everyone. Welcome to Making Hope. I am your host, Kimberly Dudick, and this season we've been talking about ways you can take steps every day to fight back against sexism, oppression, and fight for reproductive justice and abortion access. You are fighting for our basic rights, our personal decisions about what we can do with our own bodies, our personal autonomy, and it is so important to fight for those things right now. Cities and counties can act to protect abortion access. If you are in a pro-choice state, it should be easier to do. But even in those states where state officials have attempted to ban access to abortion care, you can still act at a city and county level because many times those local particular factors can affect whether abortions are safe and accessible, and your local officials can prioritize reproductive justice and implement local policies to help, even in those red states that attempt to ban legal abortions. On the last episode, we talked about what can happen in a state when access to abortion care is prohibited. We know what's happened because we've seen it before in our past, and the best predictor of what the future holds, looking at our past, really shows the way. So we don't want that to happen again. We don't want there to be prosecution of providers of essential medical care. We don't want there to be victimization of people seeking that care. And so we really need to start fighting back against the extremists who are pushing that agenda. On this episode, we're going to talk about how coordination and supportive advocacy at the county and city level can support abortion care access. What that means is that counties and cities can coordinate with other counties and cities and other states to increase the safety net facing people when they need abortion care but cannot access it in their home state. One way to do this is to build infrastructure network support. This is building the travel infrastructure and network to ensure individuals needing abortion care can safely travel to obtain the care they need. And this is essential for those living in states that ban legal abortion. We're not talking about the actual physical infrastructure here. We're talking about links between different cities or counties made by our leaders. It can even be spearheaded by individuals to provide the network of support that is needed so people will know what they can do to access this care. Local leaders can take steps to coordinate between cities where abortion is banned and cities and states where abortion is legal. This could help individuals access that care in a state other than where they live at if abortion care is necessary for an individual. To provide an example, if an individual lives in Idaho and finds himself in a situation where they need to access abortion care, but they cannot because abortion care is outlawed in Idaho, they could travel to Montana to access this care. Abortions are legal in Montana because of our Constitution. As long as that Constitution stays in place, abortion care will remain legal in Montana. Now, in that situation, it may be challenging to the person to find out where they should go in the other state, what entity they can receive care at, and what the process is for them to receive care in that state since it is in a different state and the entity is in a different state. Now, if the mayor of Missoula could have previously reached out to the mayor of Boise, a city in Idaho, to talk about how to streamline the process for an individual who needs abortion care, it would have started the conversation, and the information that would have grown from that conversation could be shared with citizens, with individuals living in that town, so they know what they could do. Now, if the mayor of the city of Boise, in this case, is not supportive of people utilizing abortion care, the mayor of Missoula could reach out to other entities such as Planned Parenthood in the other town, so in Boise, instead. They would then do the same thing where they were trying to ensure that people who need abortion care in Boise know that they can come to Missoula, that there is an entity here that provides that sort of care, and they can learn what the information is that they need to bring with them or what they need to do to receive that care. This streamlining would provide exact information about what clinic in Montana delivers the care, how to access the care, and any other related information. The leader from Missoula, Montana, could also send a letter stating officially that they welcome others to come to their town and to receive the abortion care they need. If you live in a state that prohibits abortion care, you can proactively start this process by contacting the leaders in your town first to see what their position is. If they are not supportive of this sort of care, then contact the leaders of a town in a state that does support abortion care access and that does provide that sort of care. You can find this information on the internet. You could also reach out to an entity that provides this care in the other state, such as Planned Parenthood. You could then start the process of having leaders coordinate so that those in the state that has outlawed abortion care have the knowledge in place, the infrastructure in place, to travel to the other state to receive the care they need. If you want to start working on this issue, well, let's talk about what you can do. We've already talked about a little bit, so first sit down, figure out what you want to do. Do you want to work with the leaders in your city to have them reach out to other cities or other counties to help provide this infrastructure? If you do, then find the contact information for your mayor, city council, county commissioners, and talk about what you would like to see them do. Or in this case, you could also decide that you actually want to reach out to an entity maybe in another state, such as Planned Parenthood in Idaho, and talk about how you can help coordinate the care and start pushing your elected officials to make these inroads to help people so that they can better utilize the health care they need. Let the leaders know that you support policies that increase collaboration to strengthen the infrastructure and the knowledge surrounding abortion care. You can also do more in your personal sphere of influence. Your personal platform is power. Talk to others about your thoughts and build your team to advocate for these changes. Post online about what you'd like to see. It provides an excellent opportunity for us to share knowledge online and to find other like-minded individuals who support the same topics and the same issues that you do. Write into your local paper and share your thoughts there. That's another great way of letting people know what you think. These are all steps you can take to help protect the fundamental right to an abortion. All of the little steps we can take on this path moving forward are steps that push to protect reproductive rights. We have the power to shape the world we want. We are not powerless to stop the total rollback of freedom and the explosion of extremists and violence in our country. Most people do not support extremism, and we just need to start reaching out and building support against it. Thank you for joining us today. Stay tuned for the next episode where you can learn more ways you can act to protect reproductive rights. If you want to stay up to date, follow us on social media on Facebook and Instagram at Making Hope Podcast or on Twitter at Making Hope Pod. If you want to reach out about these issues, send an email to makinghopepodcast@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. This podcast is a tool for you to use in the fight for reproductive freedom. We'll give you ideas and you take those ideas and put them into action. You have the power. Until next time, keep fighting that good fight.